And a good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back today behind the glass. Hope you're having a great start to your day. As the news coming through fast and furious with the Titans and waiver claims and the 53, all of those things that you expect the day after the 53-man roster is made. But we'll keep you updated on all of that. Do want to start things off, obviously, thinking about everybody in the Minneapolis area. Just another I pray for the day we don't have to talk about these things anymore.
Yeah, you're right, man.
You know, but another school shooting at a Catholic school in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, an area I was just in not too long ago. So just hate seeing it. Praying for everyone. I do believe prayer works, so that's what I choose to do. So, but yeah, hate starting the show off with that, but definitely felt like it needed to be mentioned.
I think what two have passed away. I think
I know the shooter is dead too.
Yeah. So more information as it comes out. It's just it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And but again, you know, you're thinking about the people you're praying for them, that everything's okay beyond that. So. That's all we can do right now here in Nashville.
Yep. So we will, as we do, we will move on and talk sports with you. But the waiver claims coming through, the practice squad coming through. So it looks like Kendall Brooks, Xavier Restrepo, Jordan Mims, Jamar Jefferson, and Cam Horsley will be on the Titans practice squad. And then waiver claims coming through. Teron putting out and a few others. Ravens defensive end CJ Ravenel. So is he going to be CJ Titanel now?
I mean, come on, Nicky. Did you miss this?
I mean, yeah. How can you not?
Gosh.
There's some new decor in the office, too. Look at that behind Joe.
I hung that up.
Stick to producing, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I missed this place.
Jalen Armour Davis has been claimed as well. That was one that was interesting because he has, you know, played for Denard Walker with Baltimore. They obviously needed some corner help, so he comes in as one of the waiver claims. I believe they claimed four players overall. Jalen Armour Davis, Dorian Masai, who's a linebacker from the Vikings, CJ Ravenel, and then cornerback Samuel Womack from the Colts.
Again, this is when you ask me what the season's going to be like, and I say, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know how good these players are. I mean, there's a reason they got cut from other teams. There's a reason they're here now. They might be look, one man's trash, one man's treasure, another man's trash, is how it goes. So these guys could come in and be – all pro, all world. We hope that they are, so we'll see what happens. By the way, real quick, NFL practice squad player salaries are based on the years of experience. So guess how much Xavier Restrepo is going to make each week as a practice squad player?
$1,000.
$13,000 per week.
Yeesh.
If you have two or more, three or more years of experience, you earn between $17,000 and $22,000 a week. These weekly salaries total $234,000 for less experienced players, $315,000 for veterans for the full 18-week season. And you ask yourself, why do these guys keep hanging around trying to play football?
That's why. You want to know something that's kind of funny? Ian Rappaport has put out the entire waiver claim list, and it tells you like what team they were with. The Titans had no players claimed.
Oh, no. Is that one of those bless their heart moments?
Probably.
Man.
I saw a text. Wes and Hermitage on our text line said he's got to know who Vrabel claimed. Charles Woods, a defensive back from the Rams, and quarterback Tommy DeVito.
Yes. And no. It makes you smile, Nick.
It does.
That's good. That's good. So that there you go. That's the Vrabel watch. Do we need like a Vrabel update just to make everybody feel better?
Absolutely we do.
I think we should do that. Make that a normal thing. So Mike Herndon's saying CJ Ravenel he's gotta be Titanel now. spent all of last year on the Ravens practice squad after signing as a undrafted free agent at a Missouri Western State. Flashed a bit in the preseason this year with 7 pressures on 69 pass rushes to go with 7 run stops. So he's 6'5", 300 pounds.
Ooh. You know, I feel bad for those who made the 53 yesterday and then today get the phone call. Yeah. Of like, hey,
you're going out to practice. Like, hey.
You got a quick second? And you're like, oh, God. No, yeah. I don't have a quick second. You know when you – We'll have dogs, you know, and the dog goes out to the bathroom. He doesn't come back in. Like, hey, get in here. What if a guy just went to practice and never left? I mean, you're one of these guys, like, I'm going to go out to practice, and I'm not going to come in because I know when you come in, you're going to cut me. And they stay out there at practice all day long. It's like, hey, yeah, we got to – you cut to a video, and you see Callahan chasing one of the linebackers to get him off the practice field. And go. I'd stay out there the entire time, try to change their mind somehow, some way. Usually it doesn't.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the 4 waiver claims that they add. And then they've also added offensive lineman Clay Webb, who was waived by the Broncos to the practice squad. He was an undrafted out of Georgia, undrafted lineman out of Georgia. So
your buddy Mike Kernan again, Dorian Mossey, claimed by the Titans from the Vikings, was Auburn's leading tackler last season after playing 4 years at Duke.
Mm.
Graded out. So when they claim them, did they go straight to the 53?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. Samuel Womack's an interesting one from the Colts, a DB. So they've definitely added some depth to the defensive back room, which they needed to. So my guess is Judy Lolly will get cut. So we'll see if that news comes out. But that's where they're at this point. Mike Wirgonzi will speak tomorrow. And by the way, I don't know if we bullied him into this or if it's because Morganzi's speaking tomorrow, but Brian Callahan's going to speak after practice tomorrow. How about that?
I saw that.
So I'd like to just say we bullied him into it.
That's fine, yeah. He's speaking at high noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I guess the guys break for a few days and then come back, then it's game week versus Denver, but – yeah, it'd be interesting to see the, you know, what, who gets in where, how the lineup starts now. Do we have a new starting 11 on offense and defense for the Titans? I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Wes, this is terrible, but I'm going to read it anyway. He said, Wes in Hermitage says, Chase, I found out something new about your station today, LOL. Not only do we have Big Joe on the go, but from 6 to 9 we have Big Doe on a show.
Big Doe.
I guess that's Joe Rex Road.
Oh.
So.
You got, Wes, you got to stop dropping jokes over our head, man. Yeah. We don't get half of these.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com. So the 53-man roster is out. We obviously know it's going to change a little bit with the waiver claims today. And we talked to Tim Hasselbeck and others yesterday about that you can make the depth on your team better with the claim process and having that number one waiver claim. I mean, there are a couple of guys that are intriguing that they've picked up, especially in the secondary, that we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, like Shy Tuttle.
I like that move.
That's good. Then a big boy on the inside to do it, come in. You know, Jeffrey Simmons is not going to play all 18 or 17 games and every snap that goes on. So you need some depth that goes in there. And so I think that was a really good one that the 6'3", 300-pound former Tennessee Vol gets in there and plays. And that's a good signing by them. But that's exactly right. There's signings for this team, plug guys in to come in and play here and there a little bit and move forward. I mean, these guys are hungry. I mean, they're second chance now that their career is still out there. And so you hope these guys take advantage of it and come in and contribute everything they got to the football team.
I'll be curious to see because there's still quarterback movement out there. I don't think they're going to make a change with Brandon Allen. You don't think they should.
Nope.
But I am curious of if they're going to look at that. So right now with the roster set, and I'm surprised they didn't add a running back, which again, they can do that via free agency. This is just waiver claims. They have 3 running backs on the active roster in Pollard, Mullins, and Chestnut. They have 3 tight ends on the active roster in Helm, Martin Robinson, and Okonkwo. 6 wide receivers on the active roster. Of course, Ridley, Lockett, Io Manor, DK, Jefferson, and Oliver.
Okay.
So that's what the offense weapons looks like.
Yeah. I'm good with the running back part of this. I don't think they need to go out. I mean, there's nobody out there unless you cut Saquon Barkley that's going to come in and I'm like, oh, wow, look what they got now. I think they're good, man. I think they're really good.
Yep. So 615-737-1025. What do you think? What other moves would you like to see the Titans make? And also, we have our question of the day, which, of course, is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com.
Our question of the day is, now that Cracker Barrel has changed their old logo, what sports team needs to change their logo? What sports team needs to go back to a logo that you loved? And we already have some in the clubhouse today to figure out. It could be any sport, soccer, baseball, basketball, football. Who needs to change and go back to their old logo?
The Seattle Seahawks.
100%.
I know it's basically the same logo, but like go back to that old look. The silver helmets. That
so good.
That whatever that sea blue.
When they came here last for the joint practice, remember the quarterbacks came out wearing that, and we stood and stared for like 10 minutes. Like, that's great. I'll tell you mine. We want to hear from yours. Mine is Tampa Bay, go back to the creamsicle, 100%. Go back. Go back. Now, you've won two Super Bowls with the other look. I get that, but go back. That pirate is so badass. Just go back to that look. But we want to hear what you think. Teams should go back to their old logo.
615-737-1025. That is our question of the day. We'll have more coming here on Chasing Big Joe, including Coach Derek Mason from MTSU at the bottom of the hour, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Wednesday. So I guess Mason Kinsey, is he back? Is that what this means?
Is he?
I guess he's back. I guess he's on the practice squad. Like, I don't care. I really don't. Like, good for him. I really don't care. He's doing his little Simpsons tweets and pictures, and, you know, people are like, oh, look at it. Look at both tweets. Figure it out. Sorry, Ricky, but I don't know. I don't want – just say he's back.
I have no idea.
Just announce it already. Like,
I mean, that's great. I mean, but do we really care, practice squad? I really don't care. I mean, great they're on the practice squad. Great they're getting paid lots of money. But tell me about the guys who are contributing on Sunday. That's what I want to hear and see and know about. Other than that, good for them.
Yep. So, again, we'll keep you updated as some news comes through on any additions that they make. I mean, obviously, we knew when the 53-man roster was released yesterday that it was going to look different, you know, really by the end of the week. Mike Borgonzi is scheduled to speak tomorrow, so he'll kind of give his thoughts on all of that. Now, what's interesting is they sent this out, and I want to read this real quick, make sure I have this right. So it appears it'll just be Borgonzi.
Oh, there's a new
No, this was emailed on Monday.
Oh, okay.
But 10 a.m. will be, it says GM Mike Borgonzi, but it does not say Chad Brinker. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, so they still don't know what's going on over there. Yeah, I don't want to hear from – I mean, get Borgonzi, right?
It's just, yeah.
Borgonzi is not speaking – I don't know what's going on over there. Is he speaking today or no?
He's speaking on Wednesday. Thursday. He's speaking on Thursday, which is tomorrow.
All right, so did I guess – I don't know. I've got so many emails that they've updated.
They did update this. I think he was going to speak this afternoon, and now they've moved that to Thursday.
All right.
So that's what it is.
All right. So I need to go over there and ask my question. Now this team you put on the field tomorrow, what that team?
Can this one win the Super Bowl?
Maybe this one wins the Super Bowl.
I would love it so much if you did that.
Oh, okay. Here's another up. All right. So I got it. I'm on the page. I'm good now.
Yeah. So, again, our question of the day in honor of Cracker Barrel changing their logo, which, you know, some people think we shouldn't speak on that, but we are allowed to speak
on that. Look at the text that came in.
Yeah. Good Lord. But what should the Titans – or not the Titans. What is a an old sports logo that needs to be changed back.
I said the Buccaneers. I want the creamsicles.
I said the Seahawks.
Seahawks. Dr. Crane, do you want to weigh in on our topic?
Yes. I would love to see Alabama go back to their big old A, the original A that has the elephant in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What do they have now?
It's just
a crest.
It's the script A.
Okay. All right.
That little circular crest. That's it. I want some creative art on there. A little something that doesn't stay inside the lines.
Okay. I like that. I've also argued, you guys, 615-737-1025, let us know. But, like, I've always said the Falcons and the red helmets. I mean, this is an argument we've had forever. Bring the red helmets back, Falcons. Just really do it today. The black look is awful. Bring your red helmets back that you wore before Jerry Glanville. I love it. I love those helmets, man.
All right, here's some other ones. Let's see. 6727 says, instead of a new logo for the Titans, how about a whole new roster? Haha, they're working on that. The first two that came through were Tommy said the Redskins and the Cleveland Indians.
Bring back the Indians guy.
I feel like if there is enough support from the Native American people on bringing them back, then bring them back.
The original Native American tribe that had the Redskins after them, they're like, bring it back.
Yeah.
You honor our ancestors, bring it back. But the is it Chief Wahoo for the Indians? What was his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that is Chief Wahoo.
I mean, that was such an iconic, wonderful hat. And now I see the C. I'm like, is that Cincinnati or is that – who is that?
And they're the Guardians.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I agree. I mean, because the Braves didn't change. The Chiefs didn't change. Florida State hasn't changed. Who else am I leaving out? I mean –
there's others.
The Blackhawks haven't changed.
Blackhawks haven't changed. By the way, the Braves, we might argue about this, but the lowercase a is badass.
No, we won't. I like both, but okay. I love the baby. I call it the baby A.
Yeah. I like it. I've always liked it because they were so bad in the 70s and became good in the 90s and the early 2000s that I like that logo. I just like that logo. It takes you back to a certain place in time.
Right? I find this interesting that a couple of people have said the old Vandy logo, the star V, one that they basically have had forever. They've changed their logo a lot, but the one that was, I think, way back in the day, and then they had it recently, and then they just rebranded.
I like what they got now.
I don't mind it. I'm used to it now. But I mean, the star was cool. But they still have one with a star. But.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the one back helmet where I think when Whit Taylor wore it with it's the black helmet that said Vandy written across. I love that helmet. But
the script.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
the
cool.
Simple Vandy, and then they had the Vandy and the star. They went to the white helmet and all those things. But
here's the thing that and I think Oregon kind of started this and Nike started this. You can have more than one logo. You can have the primary, but then you can have different – you could have a script logo. You could have –
I think Oregon went overboard with it. I just went overboard. Now,
what would be cool is if Vandy decided one day to do a throwback uniform and did the star, the gold helmet, the black jersey, and then gold pants.
They could do those. That'd be cool. I don't mind that. That's why, when Notre Dame brings out the green jerseys.
Yeah.
That's cool, but I there's a reason Tennessee and Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame, Michigan have all kept that looks. It's iconic looks, but it's not so much as it is college, it is the professional leagues that need to bring certain logos back. Like Ricky and I talked today, the Bengals logo. I mean, back in the 70s, it said Bengals on the helmet. And you got what you got now. You got the tiger, mark, claw, whatever. But it was just so simple. The helmet said Bengals on it. It was just kind of badass to me back in the day. They'll never go back to that, but if they did, I'm all for that.
So Hair Metal Henry says Vancouver needs to go back to their old logo. Wes in Clarksville, bring back the Winston Cup Series for NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
That'll never happen, but that'd be cool. Patriot Pat?
Bring him back. Yeah. Pat Patriot's one of the – look, how many logos – do two things for you. First of all, Pat Patriot's going to defend your freedom. He's going to defend your freedom, your right to do whatever. Secondly, he's going to drive block your ass about 40 yards down the field. We're the logo. And professional sports is going to do both of those things for you. Not many. So absolutely, when the Patriots beat the Titans in 09, 59-0, they wore those throwbacks.
Yep.
And it was beautiful.
And the Titans were in the powder blue.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They're so beautiful.
Tom in Nashville says the Mariners Trident logo. That's a good
yes!
one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a fantastic one. Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah, that was a good one. Thomas on a car phone says, hey, guys, love the Braves logo that was the face of Chief Nakahoma with the Mohawk. That was a cool one. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so you remember in Braves fans in 82, Chase, you weren't alive yet. The Braves were killing it. I mean, they were rolling away at the National League West, and they took Chief Nakahoma out of left field to put more seats in there. And I think they lost 13 in a row after they did that, if I'm correct. They lost 13 games in a row. They put it back out there. They won. They won the division and got beat by the Cardinals in 82. As Kenny the Mailman told us, that's the only time Dale Murphy ever made the postseason.
Oh, wow.
1982.
Coming up next, MTSU opens their season at Floyd Stadium on Saturday against Austin Peay. We will talk to the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Derek Mason, for the start of his weekly visits with us. That is all next. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. I guess we don't have Derek Mason right now. We'll see if we can figure that out.
Yeah, pulled into a little staff meeting. I get it. Big game Saturday down in Floyd Stadium. Austin Peay. We'll be talking to Austin Peay head coach tomorrow at 1:45 on the show. And got word that former Tennessee linebacker chaser Al Wilson will join the show tomorrow. We're up at the Mitt Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. So be a fun show tomorrow as we get ready for the big game on Saturday between Tennessee and Syracuse, which, by the way, is an 11 a.m. start. So you go that game, you can watch that game, hit the middle game at night, you'll be good to go. What a fun day.
It's a perfect day. Santino Ferrucci, who's going to be racing in the Bruschetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix, will join us coming up here at 1 o'clock. So looking forward to that.
Why couldn't I be named that? I mean, that is a badass name. Say it again.
Santino Ferrucci.
God, that just sounds instead of Joe Dubin, blah. I mean, Santino.
You know who he drives the 14 for? A.J. Foyt.
Oh, nice.
His historic driver.
Who does Newgarden drive for?
Roger Penske.
Roger Penske. You're excited about Santino back there, Dr. Crane. And
he was a F2 racer, not F1, F2 racer.
What's the difference?
There's like level F1,
there's
F2,
one,
F3.
And then there's two.
Oh, I hate you guys. And there's three. I knew that when I asked. Good God.
One is one. One is not.
Oh, man.
Probably not.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there. One day you're just going to hit them all at once. Just that'll be where we're at. So this is kind of the news thing. I want to bring this up and because it is interesting. So Paul Kuharsky tweets, so the Titans have signed Trevor Siemian to the practice squad. So they have their two guys on the roster and then Siemian on the practice squad. He says, I think Trevor Siemian on the practice squad makes Brandon Allen more expendable. There's your veteran insurance. Now go find another kid to develop. So what do you think about that?
They got one. They got to develop now. I mean, that's right, all your efforts need to be on this guy.
Right. But, I mean, I guess what he's saying is there are some young quarterbacks that got – like Kyle McCord is an interesting one. That got released, you know, do you grab him and have him, you know, there too?
Let me ask you something. Does Brandon Allen owe you money?
No.
You just don't like this guy at all.
I think there are better quarterbacks than him. I think this is a typical all right, let's do this. I think the Titans should have invested more in the backup quarterback position than they did. There were names available that would have cost you a little bit more money but had more experience, could have still fit your offense, and been a safety valve for a rookie quarterback that statistically or the odds will show you, history will show you, probably won't play 17 games this year. Willie yesterday on DVD set the over-under of 13.5. And a lot of people said over. I think that's right around it, that he's going to get hit, he's going to get hurt, whatever. I just think it's important to have a strong veteran presence as the backup quarterback that you could use for three or four games, and I don't think they have that with Brandon Allen.
Hey, Amy, this is Mike. We're going to sign Joe Flacco. No, you're not, because Cam Ward's our starting quarterback, and I don't want him looking over his shoulder the entire time. All right, Amy, have a good day. Hope it's good down in Houston. They were never going to sign a backup quarterback. Never.
So I'll call Amy and go, hey, Amy, how are your Lombardi trophies doing? Oh, wait, you don't have any because you and your father have made dumb moves like that?
So you think a Joe Flacco would have made them a Super Bowl team?
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's that kind of thinking that keeps them from
achieving that. They were never going to sign a backup, a veteran backup. They were never.
They should have.
They've put everything on Cam Ward's shoulders. They're not going to say it.
Look, Cleveland did it, and they're starting him.
Cleveland's awful.
And Joe Flacco.
Cleveland's awful. Well, and the second they go 1-7, Joe Flacco's out of there, which they'll do that.
That's.
I got no problem them dumping everything on Cam Ward. I got no problem.
I don't either. I'm just saying have an insurance policy that's better than Brandon Allen. And the only reason you signed Brandon Allen is because the head coach knew him.
Exactly. Knows the offense. Go in there and do what I ask you to do with no problem. Call the play that I told you to run. Do that. I got no problem with that. I got no problem doing that. You brought an experienced backup guy in here, a Flacco, Daniel Jones. Then it's Cam Ward's looking over his shoulder. Oh, my God, what are you worried about that? Don't. Cam Ward, you're your starting quarterback. Go play football.
If you bring in Flacco or Daniel Jones, he's not looking over his shoulder.
100%. Oh, my God, is this guy going to start?
I mean, we talked about that with Levis. He wouldn't have been looking over his shoulder with Will Levis?
I think they told him, this is your team. Will Levis and Flacco.
Okay, so why can't they tell him it's your team and still bring in a guy with more experience than Brandon Allen?
Because you know if you brought in a Flacco, what's going to happen? Why are you bringing a Flacco in? Why would you bring Joe Flacco in?
Okay, all right, forget Flacco. What if they had signed Jameis Winston?
Same thing.
Jameis Winston's not a starter in this league anymore. He's a backup. But if they had signed him, it would have been like, hey, Cam, this is your team. He's the backup. Hey, Jameis, you're coming in here to be the backup. This is not a competition. Cool with that. That's my thing.
But what's the familiarity with Callahan and Jameis Winston?
I don't know.
Nothing.
All the damn offenses are the same. They just have different terminology.
When they're on the practice field and Cam Moore's like, hey, Brandon, on this play, I don't understand why we're running this play with that setup. And then, hey, man, we're doing this because of that, and that's what we did there. I like it. I like Brandon Allen being a kind of a pseudo coach on the field for him. I don't mind that. Let Cam play. Let him go do his thing. Look, he's going to make massive mistakes.
Joe, I'm not saying don't let Cam play. I'm saying if he gets hurt, I would rather have somebody other than Brandon Allen.
Well, if he doesn't get hurt.
Then great. Right. Then fine.
Right. Let's don't suffer imagined troubles.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Don't. That's why Dr. Green gives me this. I tell him all the time. Don't suffer imagined troubles.
Chuck says go get Kelly Holcomb.
We don't know. I think he's good. Right? I'm fine with what they got. And Cleveland's a disaster. And, look, if you're playing Brandon Allen anyway, your season's gone to hell. So just get Cam out there and what he could do and let him play football. And you've built around him. You've had him now there since late April. You've had 4 months to install the offense. No excuses anymore. Zero.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Paul on this. But now he says a young guy to develop. I'm saying more veteran. But I think there are better options than Brandon.
A young guy to develop. You're already developing a young guy.
Well, what's wrong with prime example. The Washington Redskins, and they were called that then, so I can say that, drafted two quarterbacks in the same draft. You remember this?
Yeah.
They drafted RG3.
Disaster.
And Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And who ended up being their starting quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Was Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
So what's wrong with that?
That they drafted two.
Yeah.
Because they knew. They knew. They took the best player available in the fifth round of Kirk Cousins. They knew.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Titans could have two young guys with the, like, hey, we hope it's going to be Cam Ward, and it should be Cam Ward, and he's where our attention's going to go. But, you know, if we have this guy over here.
Do you really think they thought Kirk Cousins would be something? What did Floyd always tell you?
Floyd always said, if I could get away with it, I would draft a quarterback every year.
Yep.
There you go. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing wrong with having more
But when you say develop, I'm thinking you're spending all this time with this guy who's never going to play. Develop Cam Ward.
Okay,
don't
but
your
like,
time
do you
developing somebody
right,
else?
But I mean, do you think Brandon Allen right now is just standing there and going, "Hey guys, y'all need any water? Need anything?" I mean, he's developing. He's practicing.
Okay.
Now he's not getting the time with the ones, but like if you brought in Kyle McCord, he's going to get development time too. Yes, the main focus is on Cam Ward, and that's what it should be.
Kyle McCord's never played a down in the NFL.
But I'm to Paul's point of developing two guys. That's what I'm saying.
Put them on the practice squad. Develop them there.
Okay.
Do that. Just don't waste time. I mean, we end up wasting so much time on stuff that's really not going to matter. Let Cam go. Let him play. If he gets hurt, then figure it out.
What's Vince Young doing? Bring him back.
Might as well.
Let him coach.
Poor guy. Gosh, I mean, that's been 20. That Rose Bowl game's 20 years ago.
I know.
19 years ago he was here. I mean, we talk about Rich Gannon and quarterbacks that stick around and get lucky, and Baker Mayfield's one of those guys. I mean, just Sam Darnold, they get lucky, but let Cam go, man. I wouldn't put anything – have Cam worry about anybody looking over his shoulder. I'm sure he's not worried anyway. But you got your team. Now you got your 53. Go play. Go play football. No more excuses.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll continue the conversation. Coming up next from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. A lot of answers coming in for our question of the day. A lot of votes for the Patriots going back to the Pat Patriot.
Such a good look. I mean, you run down the one. Basketball is really – NBA is really tough because I don't really know a lot of logos. I mean, like the Lakers, Celtics are iconic ones. But the baseball ones that have been switched around throughout the years, and then the NFL ones, which are – oh man, they'll get you mad. And that, but colleges so much, I'm not sure.
But like, here's the thing that I like with pro sports is I do, you know, there's some newer logos I don't mind. Like, they jokingly they call it Flying Elvis, but the Patriots' current logo, like, it doesn't bother me.
You like that?
It doesn't bother me, I guess is what I'm saying. Okay. Like, it's okay.
All right.
But I like that teams can do a throwback uniform. Like, I think throwbacks are cool. Nostalgia is cool.
It is very cool.
And so, you know, if you change it back, like if the Bucks change back, mm-hmm. then you've ruined their throwbacks because that's their primary again.
I love it.
And I like their current uniform set too. So the flag and the pirate.
Peter, I'm not. What'd you say though? The Patriots helmets now are called?
Flying Elvis.
So, like, for example, the Miami Dolphins, right?
That one needs to change.
The
that
subtle change to the Dolphins, who went from looking like a mean dolphin to a showgirl.
Yeah, that one needs to go back.
Right. Get it back to the one that looks good. The one that you saw in Ace Ventura when he was trying to find Ray Finkel. That's the one you need to get. So there's a few that have happened throughout the years. Now, the Bills used to have that buffalo, right? He'd like a prairie buffalo on this, which was okay, but I like the other ones they got now that looks really good with that. So I don't mind the switch there that's happened, but there's a few others that go on that, like the Saints logo. The fleur-de-lis used to be massive. Mm-hmm. Now because of the safety helmet, it's so tiny now, and it kind of lost that lure of like, man, that thing looks really good, and they shrunk it down, which I'm not a fan of.
Josh in Clarksville says, can these teams go back to the old logos? Arizona State to Sparky, Phillies to the baby blue and rose crimson logo, the Mike Schmidt days. Angels, the old California Halo Angels.
Yeah, keep going.
Anaheim Ducks to the Mighty Ducks, which they've kind of done, but with the new color scheme.
Right.
I kind of like. The cursive Clippers.
Yes.
I like that. 70s Astros with the rainbow.
That's
a good one. And here's the one that you will love. The Randall Cunningham Eagles back to the Kelly Green and the wing helmet.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
When they wear those.
Beautiful.
And remember, they wore those last year, and that's when Saquon did his, like, Superman jump.
Oh, my God. They're so – listen, this is why we love these things. There's nothing wrong with going back to these full time. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I know that some want to update and go on, Well, who is now? Like the Steelers, they've never changed their logo, right? They've never done anything. Cowboys, they've done the jerseys, went from white to the gray to the silver, whatever they have. But they've always had kind of the same look, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're a Cowboy fan. Right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they had I think the first uniform was a white jersey with the blue shoulders that they'll wear as an alternate sometimes.
Yeah, not a fan of those.
And they had a white helmet with the star. But to me, the iconic look is the kind of off the silver pants or the road pants, and then it's like a little bit of a weird gray green thing that they wear at home with the white top and the silver helmet.
I don't mind. Sean Henry, if you're listening, we have a question for you. Which Giants helmet do you like better? It says Giants or the NY?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I love the Giants.
I love the Giants in that jersey.
Yep.
Like it's a darker shade of blue with like a red and white collar.
Badass.
Like the Lawrence Taylor. Like I always think of Lawrence Taylor when I see those.
Jets. Do you like the Jets or you like the old logo they won the Super Bowl on?
I like so the one they've gone back to the one like with the green helmet, the Jet. I like the Joe Namath version.
It just makes you look like, all right, that's the Super Bowl team. It makes you feel good like that.
LD from McMinnville goes, why do the Titans not have an alternate helmet? That's a really good point. They don't. I think every team pretty much now has an alternate helmet. My guess is because they're supposedly going to have new uniforms and they'll probably have one with that.
Uh-huh.
But they had it with the Oilers. It was the alternate, the white with the oil derrick. But, like, they could do a white helmet or even a silver helmet with this uniform set that I think would look really cool.
There's a great mock-up that somebody put together of a Titans helmet with the sword, and it just it looks so good on the side of the helmet. I'd love to see that if they did that. I would love to see them go back to something like that. But I'm with you, man. When they move in 2 years, all new unis.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I definitely think that's what they're going to do. But, I mean, I do think, like, if the NFL is going to allow you to do it, if you can have a max of three helmets, every team should have three helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I want to see the Titans do – I'm fine. Do the Oilers throwback. I think it's cool. Do that. Have a new uniform set and give me a red one.
Okay. Their first game is against the Broncos. Bring back that D on the helmet. Pause. I'm telling you, man, that D is awesome. It is awesome. I mean, I love
the D's
that.
Awesome, huh?
Yep, it sure is. Big time. Go back to that. We don't want to see the Bronco horse.
Yeah. Well, they brought the throwback, the Orange Crush.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to wear those against the Titans, but they'll wear them at some point.
If they go in at pregame and change uniforms and come back out, boom. You know, that's what, I wish we had Pete Weber on. That's what Joe Montana and the Notre Dame did. I guess it was the Cotton Bowl. They went in and changed the green jerseys and came out and just kicked ass after that. I love that. I mean, people love this. Is a big top. People love this.
Jack says, I dig the gold and navy for the Rams. I love the old school Rams look. I mean, they've gone back to those colors, but an updated version. I wish they had just worn the old LA Rams, the blue and the yellow.
Amen. That was really good. The late 70s
awesome.
Look,
80s well, look, even with like the Kurt Warner Rams that beat the Titans in the Super Bowl, that was the look they had.
It was,
and then they changed the next year.
Then they went to some funky white, blue look on the helmets. Just didn't look right. It looked like, what are you guys?
No, after that, they went to it was blue. It was a navy blue and a gold. Like
But wasn't there one that looked like black and white that they wore?
Yes, that was actually, I think, an original look. Back in the LA days, but then they brought it back when they moved separate themselves from.
One more for you, real quick. Chargers. Give me the damn foul.
Yeah. The dark blue. I think they brought those back this year.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, they're going to do a throwback.
So good.
I like that they put the number on the helmet, too.
Not a fan of that.
Really?
I think that's Alabama did that.
Is that college? Too collegey for you?
Georgia Southern did that. Let them have that. Yeah, that's. I just like the bolts, man. They look good.
Jay from Laverne says, the old Predator skeleton. They use that sometimes, but not really on
I don't remember this
uniform.
At all.
The shoulder logo.
The shoulder logo.
Oh!
And the
mustard. So, supposedly, I've always heard on the muster they were going to use the skull, but somebody didn't like it, and so they did the cartoony looking predator and put the skull on the shoulders.
Okay.
But they use that for some things. I think it's cool, though.
The more you know, man.
The more you know. Coming up next, the Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix will be out at the Nashville Super Speedway this weekend. Santino Ferrucci will drive the 14. He'll be in that race. We'll talk to him coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe. 102.5, The Game.